This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Mud on the top.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. Lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. Looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. Took the baby, Mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess she did.
WIRI, Pittsville's home for country favorites and classics.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, no. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone. Hell no. I went wheels up on a runway, and that ticket was a one way. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. You called my boys, heard you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty. She got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. I wish it could have worked out, but I'm getting over you now. On a beach towel, my shades on, my drink's up, and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on the beach. Sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. Yeah, I'm somewhere on a beach. About everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? Your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band. Kiss me all night. Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? So we planned it all out for the middle of June. From the wedding cake to the honeymoon, and your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I'm dead, you did too. Then I lit that bell and saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me tonight?
radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I was a 10-year train wreck with the last call long neck. I was searching. I've been hurt real bad. Moving on, getting sidetracked. One step forward and five back. Not your fault. I was scared to fall. And I don't know why you saw something in me.
Classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight. So I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all
see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family, and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
And classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Just take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on. Get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got to know that I want it. Want it. Sounds pretty good, don't it? Well, I just now seen that smile. And I bet it's been a minute since you tapped on into your wild and crazy side. So, baby, let's do this tonight. Baby, that moon looks just right. Don't fight it. If you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. As far as I can tell, that thing ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, brain on it. It's one of those stars falling, love calling. Look, get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got to know.
Interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
And Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 FM WIRI. We have non-conference softball action coming your way. The final regular season game of the year as Wisconsin Rapids softball takes on Menasha. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be running the action today. And, of course, we got a substitution. Beth Habiger back in the studio. Beth, doing a great job as always, and it's good to work with you again. It's been a while, but either way, better at the end of the season than never, as we have a pretty good matchup coming your way. You have Menasha from the Bay Conference, Wisconsin Rapids, of course, from the Wisconsin Valley Conference, as Rapids comes into this game sporting a 16-5 record, and that record, that's pretty good. You lost two games to DCA first, who's very good, a game to Point, who's always tough. Wausau West, maybe a little blip on the radar. But then, of course, Jefferson, who's very, very good in Division II. Well, Menasha, they come in with a 15-10 record, and they have a fairly solid record and schedule of their own. So it'll be interesting to see how the Red Raiders battle in the final non-conference game or the final regular season game against a very tough non-conference foe, because, boy, they get right into the playoff mix next week as they will be taking on River Falls on Tuesday. That's going to be a game we will have for you here on 105.5 FM WIRI with that game pregame, that is, starting at about 4:50, as it will be a 5 o'clock final where Rapids, they are the number 4 seed in the bracket, and if they win on Tuesday, they will be home right back again on Thursday for a regional final against more than likely Chippewa Falls, but you just never know. This time of year, is anything can happen. So, Beth, what we're going to do is we are going to take about a two-minute break as we get the national anthem in here. So after about 2 minutes, we will continue the pregame show here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. The Republicans' budget bill is on the verge of becoming law. This bill contains the largest cuts in Medicaid in U.S. history. The folks who are going to lose health care coverage in this bill are not the ones wasting it or committing fraud or abusing it. It will be your neighbors, your friends, your family, maybe even you. The effects on the rural America will be the closing of rural hospitals, nursing homes, and elder care facilities. This is all being done so mammoth tax cuts can be given to millionaires and billionaires. Ask yourself if this is what you voted for last November. Representative Van Orden has already voted for this bill. So in Wisconsin, the decision is now in Senator Ron Johnson's hands. Contact him and let him know that Wisconsinites protect and stand up for one another. Ask him if he really thinks this bill is good for Wisconsin. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
What are you doing out there?
Come on!
I saw you at the game the other night. Yeah, you, up there getting mad, acting like we're all out there making a million a game. Well, let me be real with you. This isn't the pros. It's school sports, and it's a game, our game. So please, let us play.
School sports fans, remember, when you cheer for your team, make noise for the right reasons. This message presented by the NFHS and the NIAAA.
And all student athletes in Wisconsin.
Warm-up pitches are just about over with as Wisconsin Rapids and Menasha are just about underway from the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Complex.
beautiful afternoon, and foliage and the outfield just seems like a month and a half ago when we brought you first games of the season, doubleheader with Eau Claire North. Man, you could see almost all the way to Kenner from here, and now you're lucky to see outside the fence as first pitch delivered from Bailey Williams is a called strike as Menasha comes to the plate first in the game as a visiting team as pop up shallow center field. Kristen Radke's underneath of it and makes a catch for out. If you are scoring along at home, as the order for the Blue Jays follows Megan Ray. She popped out to center field for the first out. Samantha Shuey, then Daviani Felix. Hannah Neubert is in the fourth spot, batting fifth. Tegan Massey-Plauman. And then sixth spot, Haley Staub. Seven in the order would be Bella Sonnenberg. Eighth is Isabella Tim. And then rounding out the is Gabrielle Farr. As we have the second out where Shuey popped out to third. And that will be two down. That brings up Daviani Felix. In defensive alignment for the Red Raiders. Pitching Bailey Williams, catching Layla Petro. First base, Allie Blanchard. Second base, Nalita Carroll. Third, Peyton Jaminski. Shortstop, Sydney Holberg. And then on the outfield, left to right, Gabby Nylitz playing left, Kristen Radke at center, and Rachel Linsmeyer is a deep fly ball. And we got the bottom half of the inning. Red Raiders coming to bat, and we'll have WIR.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride. From 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Very good song from the Beatles there, Lady Madonna. Always a good one there. You can't go wrong with that one. A lot of good songs from the Beatles as we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score here between Menasha and, of course, Red Raiders coming to bat. Their order is as follows. Lead off, Gabby by Sydney Holberg. Batting third, Kristen Radke, and the cleanup hitter, Peyton Jaminski. Batting fifth, Rachel Linsmeyer. Sixth is Layla Petro. Seventh is the designated player, Ellie Rapier. Batting eighth is Nalita Carroll. And rounding out the order is defensive alignment for the Blue Jays, Samantha Shuey pitching. Debbie Felix in the catch spot. Bob. And then outfield left. Gabrielle Farr at left. Center is and playing right is Alyssa Rush. Rush, maybe. Big shout out to our sponsors that make these games happen. Two we want to get in there right away is Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing, as they always do a great job in presenting playmakers. And unfortunately, no playmakers today as we have this game for you. Won't be playmakers on Monday either due to the holiday, Memorial Day. Remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this great country? All through the years, you got to remember all those great Americans. As Sydney Holberg steps in as Nylitz grounded out 6-3, the old shortstop to first, as Holberg comes up to the plate. Ball on the opening pitch. Shuey delivers, it's high and tight, so that'll be a 2-0 count. Menasha, dark blues tops and pants with white socks and white Menasha across the front with numbers. As there's a grounder, bounce off the pitcher's glove, and that will be an infield hit for Holberg. As one on, one down, as that brings up Kristen Radke. As she looks to deliver a sizable blow here in the bottom of the first. Rapids wearing their black pants, black socks. Black pants have a red stripe down the sides and darker gray black tops with red sleeves and a red Rapids with a number on the front. Red helmets, of course. First pitch called strike for Shuey against Radke. Rocks, fires, is Shuey coming home, and that's a grounder to second. Scooped up by Ray to second, but shortstop in time to cut down Holberg as Ray hit Sonnenberg, but Sonnenberg trying to get to first for the double play to Neubert, not in time, so Radke reaches on a fielder's choice, and Holberg goes down 4-6, fielder's choice, and that brings up freshman Peyton Jaminski. Jaminski really worked her way into the lineup and worked her way up the order with how she can hit. She's had a very good year pitching, so she's been a very pleasant surprise for the Raiders, and she hopefully will be in the order for years to come here as she really showed her ability this season for the Red Raiders. Down the count, 0-2, and that one gets to the backstop, so advancing to second on the wild pitch is Radke. So standing on second is Radke in a 1-1 count to Jaminski. Two down here in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Blue Jays and the Red Raiders. Rocks and fires home. That's going to be outside for a 2-1 count to Jaminski. All kinds of fun things to talk about today. Not in spite, but in place of playmakers. Rocks fire, Shuey delivers home. That's going to be foul back. And the count levels up 2-2. And deuces wild here. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Runner on second for Jaminski. See what she can do here. Brings it home. And that's opposite field, but that's going to be foul. No one's going to get there. As we reset to do it yet again. Wish everybody a very safe Memorial Day weekend. Have fun out there. But of course, always take a moment to think about those who gave it all so we could have it. As there's a low inside pitch and the count goes full to Jaminski. Jaminski reaches. It'll be Rachel Linsmeyer coming up. There's Shuey. A little bit of inconsistency in the spotting here so far, but she's looking for the payoff pitch here. Rocks fire, spins it in, and that's going to be inside for the walk. So Raiders get the walk, two on, two down. As Rachel Linsmeyer steps up into the batter's box. Linsmeyer stands in the right hand of the batter's box. Long blonde hair coming on the back of the helmet. She lines one right into the netting, so she goes down the count 0-1. Yeah, all kinds of good things to talk about today is playoffs. Playoffs got started last night in softball. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low and gets behind the catcher. Everybody moves up, as I think you got to call that one a pass ball. As it was low, and she trapped it, but it trickled back, and she couldn't find it. So Radke moves up to third on pass ball. Jaminski up to second on that same pass ball. Linsmeyer even in the count, 1-1 with two down, but two on. As Rapids trying to strike first. Fires home a shoey, and that's going to be inside and low. Count goes 2-1 to Linsmeyer. Linsmeyer gets on to load the bases. It'll be Layla Petro, the catcher. She's had a pretty good year, too, swinging the bat. Shoey delivers, and that's going to be foul back, so count levels up 2-2. Deuces are wild yet again. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on, two in scoring position. As we will see what Linsmeyer can do here. Stands in, Shuey delivers. And that will be foul yet again. We were set to do it again with deuces wild. And big shout out to Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing. Really appreciate them sponsoring Playmakers and getting some playtime during the game today. Really appreciate them. Shuey delivers, and that bounces, and then that hits Linsmeyer as they're looking for a hit and a run, but there is only one run, and that goes to first base as the bases are full of Red Raiders.
Number 11, the catcher, Layla Petro.
It's Layla Petro. She is up now with the bases full of Red Raiders. Two down. Shuey's in a bit of a jam here. Shuey delivers home, and that's going to be outside for ball one. She really did a great job attacking Nylitz and Holberg and going into a ground out, trying to get a double play, but inside almost hits Petro. Count goes 2-0. Got to kind of wonder if maybe it was earlier at bats, kind of reached for it and got in trouble. She's been very inconsistent lately. Was firing home, and that's going to be called strike right down the middle. So she was able to come back on that one after some inconsistencies in her pitching, but she's looking to come back 2-1 count. Shuey fires back in, and that's going to be high, but fouled out of play, and Petro goes 2-2 count. Again, deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two out, bases loaded. No score here in the bottom first inning, but that could change with one swing of the bat. Shuey fires home, and that will be inside, and the count goes full. Raiders really looking to get something going here, whether it's a single or an RBI walk. They don't care, I would suppose. They just want to lead. Shuey fires home, and that will be inside, but called strike on the out inside corner. She goes down looking for the third out. And that will be no runs on one hit, no errors, and three left on base. We're through one. No score here between Menasha and Wisconsin Rapids. And we'll be back here with the top of the second here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Good old hot rod Lincoln.
Setting the pace, that story is true.
Always, that's a staple here, and when we cover Lincoln High School, so I'll be okay with that. As 4-5-6 batters do up for Menasha in the top of the second inning. No score between the Red Raiders and the Blue Jays. As Hannah Newbert do up, then Tegan Massey-Plowman, then Haley Staub. If anybody gets on, seven-hitter Bella Sonnenberg will be going to the plate, but we'll see if that happens. Is just about ready to go, but Sydney Holberg tying her shoe. Holding up the game, Sid. All right, she's ready to go. We're ready to go. As Williams, the lefty, fires home, as that's going to be low for ball one to Neubert. Yeah, last night, softball and playoffs got underway in divisions 2 through 5, and we had plenty of action going on as everybody else except for Lincoln was in action. A swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1 to Neubert. Nakusa came with a big 11-4 victory over Bloomer, and they advanced to take on the number 2 seed, Prescott, next week on Tuesday. A swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Yeah. Swing and a miss.
Player number 15, Tegan Messi Plumman.
Tegan Messi. Have it grounded to in time. Aim to Blanchard, as that will be 6-3 on one pitch and out number 2. And that will bring up Haley Stock. And get some goal. And also didn't play last night, even though they had a chance to get a chair first. But would not cost a 6-1 loss and the Merriwood Conference. Outright to Auburndale. First pitch called strike. Second one a little bit outside for a 1-1 count. Two down here, top of the second inning. Port Edwards, however, they had their season come to an end. They fell behind early and valiant effort as there's a grounder hit right back to Williams in the circle. She goes in time to first Blanchard for the old 1-3 put out for out number 3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're through inning and a half. Red Raiders coming to bat. That will be the 7-8-9 hitters due up. And we'll have that free in about 30 seconds here on 105.5.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Hitters due up here.
You don't know.
For the Red Raiders in the bottom of the second. Ellie Ripier, the designated player, leading things off. Then Nolita Carroll. And then after that, Allie Blanchard. If any of them could get on base, it'll turn the order over to Gabby Nylitz.
Leading off the second inning.
Ripier.
Designated player
has been one of the athletes 16, that comes in off the bench quite frequently for a hitting situation. She worked her way in the lineup tonight. Rapids a little bit different lineup as Annabelle Ross unable to go today. One of the main players plays third all year, going to St. Cloud State as a preferred walk-on. She got a little bit of an injury last week, so hopefully just it's on today. Balls. Again, we'll have that here. Yes, Ripier. It's called strike. Is she down the count? 0-2. So, I was saying before the break, Port Edwards, they had to fight back, but it's not enough as they fell to Alma Center Lincoln. 16-12 in Division 5 action. Unfortunate there. So Alma Center Lincoln goes on to take on top seed Columbus Catholic up in Marshfield now. As there's a ball, and now a called strike 3 looking for Ripier. And that brings up Nolita Carroll. With the John Cena walk-up music. Should be a walk at a minimum because it can't see her. For you wrestling fans out there, that was a horrible joke, but I'll stand by it. First pitch outside for a 1-0 count. All kinds of bad jokes. If you want them, I got them. Shuey delivers home. It's going to be high and outside, and that'll go 2-0. Shuey, a righty, going up against a lefty. Spins home. Is that inside? Sauter off, but it goes foul. That was way in off the handle of the bat. She doesn't swing. She'd be up in the count 3-0. But if, you never know. I won't finish that statement as my grandpa would be laughing, but I'd be out of a job. It doesn't take much imagination. And if you knew my grandpa, you know what the finishing was. But as it goes 3-1, ball inside to Carroll. Now, show me what you're going to do. She stands in. She rocks, fires, delivers home. It's going to be way outside. Ball that got away from Felix, but one out walk, and that brings up Allie Blanchard.
First baseman, number 18, Allie Blanchard.
Walk-up song, thank God, I'm a country boy. It should be girl, I guess, but we'll let her slide. As that goes inside, almost hits her. So, 1-0 count to Blanchard. Little John Denver. That was another one taken too soon, that's for darn sure. Same with, we talked about it all week, George Went. And that's going to be a grounder to second, Ray to Sonnenberg. Sonnenberg to first, not in time. So, fielder's choice, Blanchard reaches 4-6 to race Carroll. And that brings up Gabby Nylett, 0-for-1 of the game, ground out to short in the first inning. As she sports the Mario soundtrack. After she graduates, it'll be interesting to see if someone picks that up or if it's just gone into the annals of time. As foul back into the netting. 0-1 count with a runner on. Two down. Bottom second inning. No score here in Rapids. At the Rapids Area Sports Complex. Beautiful Friday afternoon. Pitch delivered home outside. For a ball. Sounds like it's going to get a bit cold tonight, so remember to cover your plants. Listening to the forecast today by Mace Michaels and Brittany Merlot. As a runner takes off from second, throwing in time, caught stealing is Blanchard. CS 2-6 for out number three is Nylett. She will continue her at bat in the bottom of the third. And either way, we are sitting at no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Two in the books. No score here in Wisconsin Rapids as the 7-8-9 batters are due up for Menasha. And we'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Talking with Seth about it during the game last night. That's one of my jams from my 20s. My girlfriend was listening during that part, and she had the song stuck in her head all night. So today I made sure I sent her a voice message of me attempting to sing that just to ruin her day. To which she laughed, and that was a good time. Maybe not for her, but it was for me. His first pitch, ball. Second pitch, called strike, outside corner. To Bella Sonnenberg. Bella Sonnenberg leading things off, then Isabella Tim, then Gabrielle Farr. And if anybody gets on, that'll turn over the order to Megan Ray. That's pop up, going foul. Nobody in the vicinity, even though Linsmeyer is racing over there, but Not able to get there as count goes. One ball, two strikes here in the top third. No score between Wisconsin Rapids and Menasha. There's foul ball. So we reset. There's a 1-2 count to Sonnenberg. Have to get a new bat. Here we go. Payoff pitch for Williams. Swing and a miss. I think it was a changeup. That now brings up Isabella Tim. First pitch called strike outside corner to Williams. 0-1 count. Yeah, softball next week. Of course, Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday. Taking on River Falls, then on Thursday, more than likely, regional final of Assumption against more than likely, Auburndale at Robinson Park. Now things can change if Assumption does falter in their regional semi against Marcusan, then and if Lincoln wins, we'll change it up. But as of right now, what it is scheduled, Wisconsin Rapids against River Falls on Tuesday. And then Assumption against more than likely Auburndale on Thursday. And then after that, got to play it by ear as playoffs will be winding down. There could be some soccer coming up. Could be some baseball coming up, too. Some of the teams have had their brackets come out. So that'll be always fun. It's 2-2 count now to Tim. Pitch, and she grounds that to Holberg. Holberg to first to Blanchard in time. 6-3 on the putout. Two down, and that brings up Gabrielle Farr.
For the Blue Jays, the left fielder, number 24, Gabrielle Farr.
Gabrielle Farr, niece to longtime actor Jamie Farr. Actually, I have no idea if she is or not. Just sometimes she got to go with it. Randy and I like to do that. Speaking of Randy, hope he's having fun golfing. First pitch, outside for a ball. I actually don't know if Randy's golfing or not, but just like to jokingly always say is that is a line right to Linsmeyer and right. And that will be the old L9 for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. That's top of the third inning for you. No score between Menasha and Wisconsin Rapids. Bottom of the third, coming your way, top of the order. 1-2-3 hitters for Rapids due up. And we'll have the free in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging. Until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
One, two, three batters due up for the Red Raiders here in the bottom of the third inning. Gabby Nilets, Sydney Holberg, and Kristen Radke, if anybody gets on. Peyton Jaminski. Gabby Nilets to lead things off with a new count as last inning ended when Allie Blanchard got caught stealing 2-6 for the out during the at-bat of Nilets. So she gets to get a new count as we start the bottom of third inning. Shuey comes set, fires home as that will be foul. So, 0-1 count to Nilets. Nilets has had a very good season. It'll be interesting to see where she goes on the Wisconsin Valley Conference, all-conference list. I almost bet money on it that she'd be on there. She's had a very strong season. As Shuey fires home, that's going to be outside. Can't frame it back as Felix. as the count levels 1-1. Maybe had a little bit of trouble swinging the bat lately, but she's done a great job getting on base all season long. Shuey fires in. That's going to be inside. Count goes 2-1 to Nylitz. And to be down Indiana. Lost both games. Super region. Popping it up in the infield. So count levels 2-2 to Nylitz. Nobody down in the bottom of the third inning. No score yet. It's that weekend with the Super Regionals. And I love this time of year. My mom and I always sit and watch Super Regional NCAA softball in the World Series. That'll be next weekend. As pop up just out of the infield to Megan Ray, covering second as she rages over to the right field. Very shallow. Makes the catch for the old F4 for out number one. That brings up Sydney Holberg, who's 1-for-1, but was a fielder's choice, second to short at second base, so she extender hitting, and his first pitch going to be outside for ball one. You can look at the Super Regionals. Two games did happen. Texas Tech took down Florida State, and Clemson, they beat Texas. I'm not going to complain about that one. That's going to be high, ball two to Holder. Games going on today already. Florida beat Georgia in game one. Ole Miss beat Arkansas 9-7 in game one. South Carolina, they took care of business over UCLA 9-2. That's game one as well. Pitch home, Shuey, and bunt foul for Holberg. Count goes 2-1. Texas Tech, they punched their ticket to Oklahoma City as they took down Florida State 2-1. That's super regional. Clemson, they win tonight. They will punch their ticket as well. Currently playing right now, Alabama and my Oklahoma Sooners. No score there. And a swing and a miss. Count goes level 2-2 to Holberg. Oklahoma, I think they're looking to get four in a row this year if they're able to. Been a little bit more challenging for them in the SEC, the premier softball conference. We'll see what happens. Shuey delivers home. That's going to be outside. Count goes full to Holberg. Conference tournaments going on right now for college baseball. I'm waiting for the time that Wisconsin gets a baseball team again. Supposedly it's coming. I don't believe it when I see it. Pitch, and that's going to be a single. And that's off by the center fielder, Isabella Tim. So 2-for-2 is Holberg. And now that brings up Kristen Radke, who's 0-for-0 as she reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Radke steps in with a runner on first, one down in the bottom third. No score between Menasha and Wisconsin Rapids. Sun coming out again. Few wispy clouds. As corners be playing in a little bit, as they're feeling a bunt coming, and Radke did square, but she pulled back for ball one. At first, there will be no bunt attempt that time. Pitch goes outside, 2-0 count to Radke. Yeah, that Oklahoma-Alabama game, bottom third, no score. Keep an eye on that. I'm sure mom's watching that back at home. It's call strike, 2-1 count now to Radke. It's the Brewers back in action tonight over in Pittsburgh after that rain game last night. This pitch low and inside, and there goes Holberg. Is Holberg into second, no problem there at all. This pitch got away from her. Pitch was right there. So, Holberg, scoring position for Radke, who's up in the count, 3-1. Radke stands in, rocks, fires, is Shuey. Squared to bunt, and she offered, but